Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We've been talking a lot about the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix coming up this weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. Well, let's say hello to the Borchetta of that. Scott Borchetta joins us now. Scott, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Always enjoy our conversations. And you being a race car driver yourself, you have to be excited about what's going to happen this weekend.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great weekend. And seeing the IndyCars going over 200 miles an hour at Nashville Super Speedway, there's honestly nothing really like it. You've got to see it in person.
You drove out at the fairgrounds, and you've driven some pretty fast cars, but you ever go fast as any car will go?
You know, at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, these cars will get up to 240 miles an hour. So, no, I haven't driven at 240 miles an hour. I have been 200, but, you know, to do what they're doing is, you know, you got to remember they're doing that with 32 of their other best friends all around them, inches away, and putting everything on the line.
Why is it important for you to be involved in such a cool event like this?
You know, it's part of our DNA. You know, we love Nashville. We love to bring big events to Nashville. And, you know, it's also just I've always been a racer. You know, the two things that have been constants in my life are racing and music. So, you know, to have this to bring everything all together along with our spirit brands, It's really a culmination of everything we do from an entertainment perspective.
With everything you do and have done, Scott Borchetta is with us. What's kind of a regular day like for you these days?
Well, that's just it. There's no such thing as a regular day. When you're dealing with talent and you're dealing with you know, just everything that's happening in our world and the way it happens so fast. You know, for the record side, you know, with social media, everything that affects everything that we do, you know, every day, if there's one constant, it's we're a student of the game every day.
Scott Borchetta is on the line with us. Scott, when it comes to the atmosphere this upcoming weekend, we had Ann on earlier, and she was talking about Deadmau5 being one of the performers. You have some World Cup atmosphere going on. Give us a little bit more about this upcoming weekend.
Yeah, so, you know, we'll have Indy next. I'm actually going to be on track myself with our vintage Indy cars, not at speed, but it's great to see all those old Indy cars taking laps. And if you're a fan, everybody loves seeing those old Mario Andretti, AJ Foyt cars, Rick Mears, et cetera. I'll be driving my 1958 Curtis Craft that ran at the Indy 550 and finished third. And then there's Indy next, which is the feeder series. So all the next champions are in that series. And then, you know, we've also got the Backview Troubadours, who are Billy Bob Thornton and Mark Colley, you know, the Landman boys. And they're going to be performing in Victory Lane pre-race because we'll go live on FS1 at 3:30 p.m. And they're going to perform their song that's in the Bobby Rahal documentary, True American Racer. So that will be live. So there's all kinds of stuff going on. And the viewing party, we are the official FIFA viewing party. So we have giant screens out there. They're building a pub as we speak. There's a soccer field. So if you're a World Cup fan, you're not going to miss any of the finale. We'll have it that blasting as well. So we're really trying to make sure that everybody who comes just has a fantastic day.
Scott Borchetta is with us. The Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix coming up this weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway. You know, I haven't had a chance to talk to you, but I know you had a good relationship with Kyle Busch, and obviously we lost him earlier this summer. I mean, his impact on NASCAR is going to be felt forever, but what was his impact on you?
You know, Kyle was always a call-it-as-you-see-it kind of guy, and, you know, it could be argued that we're both kind of polarizing characters, and we always got along great. You know, we were a sponsor of his, and you know, he was really a lot of fun. And, you know, it's really interesting now for the people, even who were the Kyle Busch haters, they all miss him. And to seeing every race now where everybody's honoring what a great talent he is, you know, he took all that stuff very personally. You know, while he had a tough exterior, it's like, man, all I want to do is my best. Every time I get in the race car, I want to win. And that mentality took him to more wins in NASCAR than perhaps anybody will ever achieve. You know, it was across three series, but he won more races than Richard Petty. And, you know, he was a great family man. Samantha's wonderful. And it's a great loss. You always hate to see somebody, you know, the way we lost him is just terrible. And at 41 years old, it's, you know, it's one of those things that's not ever going to make sense, but I'm glad you brought it up, and it's always good to say his name and honor him.
Well, and you know, you're a short track racer. I mean, you race anything you can, and so did he. And now to watch Brexton, you know, his son kind of come up through the ranks. I mean, that has to make you feel even better to kind of see his legacy live on through his son.
Yeah, you know, it looks like Brexton has all the right stuff, and Samantha is going to continue, and the entire racing community, not just NASCAR, everybody's going to lift them up and make sure that, you know, we fill in as much as we can. You know, there's nothing that can replace your dad, but everybody's sure going to try to make sure that Samantha feels all the support for both of her kids and just the whole community. But yeah, it looks like he's got all the talent. You know, I'm also, you know, we lost Dan Weldon 15 years ago, and, you know, we're a sponsor of his, and we've been a lifelong sponsor of his two boys, Sebastian and Oliver, and they're now in open wheel racing and racing in Europe, racing here, and they look like they're future champions. So we always want to take care of those kids, you know.
How have things been going on the racing side in NASCAR in the now O'Reilly series for you guys?
We've had a little bit of a tougher season. You know, I have a rookie driver this year, and the good news is each race he's getting a little bit better. You know, these guys, until you go do it, you don't know how hard it is. You're like, oh, okay, well, I race these guys. I got this. I can do this. And you get out there, it's like, oh, there's another level. And so, you know, we had a really strong finish last week, finished 13th. And, you know, Patrick Staropoli is our driver. And like I said, his dedication is there. And it's a constant communication when you're learning these tracks at these speeds. And, you know, who you're racing with. And it's a very aggressive series, man. Those guys are elbows out. So it's not for the wary. You know, you've got to be next level and really want it. And there's no time where you get to rest in those races. You've got to be up on the wheel and kicking butt.
Well, and I agree. It's some of the best racing you'll see as well. You know, I've had the opportunity to be in the PA booth for the NASCAR weekend at the Nashville Super Speedway with your old buddy Joe Williams, who told me to tell you hello.
Love Joe.
We love Saturdays because we get to see the O'Reilly guys, like you said, elbows out.
Yep. And that's how we ran at Nashville Fairgrounds too. Joe got to see a lot of me with elbows out.
Oh, I know. I've heard the stories for sure, and that's why you're in the Hall of Fame. Scott, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. I know it's going to be a great weekend out at the Nashville Super Speedway. Enjoy it, and we'll talk again soon.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Scott Borchetta from Borchetta Bourbon and Big Machine and the in Big Machine Racing, the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix. And again, if you just know him from music, look up his racing career because he was a hell of a race car driver. And did a lot of that out at the Nashville Fairgrounds.
I'm just learning of all that.
Yeah.
I mean, you told me during the break a little bit, but now I'm starting to look him up a little bit more about his racing career. It's crazy.
I got to do, it was the first or second year of the Grand Prix. I got to MC an event, and it was a lunch and everything downtown with the sports council and stuff. And I got to sit at a table and eat lunch with Scott Borchetta, Joseph Newgarden, and Vince Neil of Motley Crue. And I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I doing here? Like, I'm just listening.
You have a pen in your back pocket. Just sign right here on this line.
Right.
Just pass it around the
table.
Yeah,
basically. I mean, it was really cool. But a pleasure to have Scott on, and obviously going to be a great weekend at the Borchetta Bourbon Music City Grand Prix. In fact, I am told by Mr. Lance Mackey –